From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today, we begin a series of special reports on global health. We focus on AIDS in the developing world. One of the key developments came 4 years ago when wealthy nations established a major fund to help fight AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. The fund was seen as a necessary and moral step to provide life-saving drugs to people who can't afford them. It turns out this humanitarian response may have some unexpected benefits. Our focus today is on the West African country of Ghana, which was the first to receive a grant from the Global Fund. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When Ghana applied to the Global Fund for its first AIDS grant, its ambition was simple. The disease had not overrun the country, as it has others in Africa, and health officials were determined to keep it that way. About 3% of the population is infected. At the time, nobody expected that the Global Fund would also stimulate new business in Ghana, but it has. What appears in the front to be a drugstore in an industrial section of the sprawling capital of Accra is actually the facade of a brand new three-story pharmaceutical factory.
We started construction on August 6, 2004. And we spent about 9 months to put it up.
Ya Adu Jomfi realized that there's a growing market for AIDS drugs, and with the Global Fund, a pile of money to buy them with. He found a Chinese drug company to bankroll and build a factory. Jomfi heads this new enterprise, Dan Adams Pharmaceuticals, which the president of Ghana personally inaugurated in June. Jomfi happily takes us on a tour of the new white and green building behind his pharmacy.
This is where we are going to change to go to the factory.
We slip on protective clothing, put plastic booties on our feet in a changing room, and then step through another doorway.
This is the washing place.
Go. The water comes. You wash your hands.
We walk down a long hallway lined with doors. The first one opens to a receiving room for the active ingredients and additives, all shipped here from China. Jomfi takes us room by room through the plant. Each room has a gleaming piece of equipment in it, labeled in Chinese and tended by Chinese and African technicians. Today, round white tablets are spilling out the end of this production line.
What they're doing here is that the powder is put in here. After they put all the powder together, then when they put it in here, the machine is actually producing the tablets. And this thing can produce about 200,000 to 300,000 tablets an hour.
Wow.
Today, the line is producing antibiotics, but Jomfi's ambition is much greater.
We look into the pharmaceutical industry in Ghana, and we saw that basically people were just making vitamins and all other things. But the two main endemic illnesses in Ghana were not being tackled, and that is the AIDS epidemic and malaria. So we said, okay, then we will look into those two areas and produce drugs to combat these diseases.
His AIDS drugs are not yet for sale, but thanks to the Global Fund, Ghana and its neighbors now have the money to buy them. Dan Adams Pharmaceuticals is planning to produce generic versions of seven drugs that form the backbone of AIDS treatment. The company has plenty of room to expand and ambitions to provide these AIDS drugs to countries throughout Africa. Jomfi says this enterprise is good for Ghana's economy and good for its people.
Apart from just business comes of making profit, what is our social responsibility to meet the needs of our people? And with these two areas that we are focusing on, malaria and HIV, I think we have a long way to go. And we are very confident that we will arrive there.
As we shall see in a few minutes, success is not quite as simple as it sounds. But there's no question that there is a compelling need for these drugs in Ghana. They are saving lives and changing the course of the AIDS epidemic here. Just a few miles down the road from the factory, a rutted dirt alley dead ends at a house surrounded by a white wall. The sign calls this place ProLink, but everyone around here just calls it AIDS House. Bernice Halu is simply mommy to the people who gather here for social support.
So they are coming, trickling in. By 10 o'clock we'll have a full house, but these are all some of them.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
We are just living a normal life over here.
One woman in this association of people with AIDS sets up a Coca-Cola stand to sell to anyone who wanders down the lane. Some days the women make batik cloth. Today they are stringing tiny beads, making lapel ribbons. The yellow ones memorialize orphans. Daniel Wulete is making a red one for AIDS. He was a tailor until AIDS made him too weak to work. Daniel, like others here, is taking the new AIDS drugs. He says they have brought him back from the brink.
Oh, before I can't eat well. Even I can't walk from here to the gate. I'm totally weak. That's why since I started about 3 months' time, everything changed. I can eat again.
He pays about $6 a month for the medicine, which the Ghanaian government purchases and distributes using Global Fund money. But even that price is a stretch in a country where many people earn less than a dollar a day. Daniel says his wife ran out of money to keep buying the antiretroviral drugs, or ARVs.
She lost her mother. That's why she stopped the ARV.
Why would she stop taking the drugs because she lost her mother?
Okay, the family was disturbing her to buy a coffin to bury their mother and so forth, and she don't have money. She has stopped taking it.
How do you feel about that?
I feel very, very bad about that because I'm not happy with that.
How's her health since she stopped taking the drugs?
Oh, now she's been getting weak. It's about a year now she stopped the drug.
Thus far, Ghana has put about 3,000 people on these life-saving medications. The challenge in the next few years will be to provide these drugs and associated medical care to another 25,000 or 30,000 people who would otherwise die of AIDS. And as it is, the demand for these drugs is straining the system. The pharmacy at St. Martin's Hospital, an hour outside of Accra, is just one of five in the country that's currently dispensing AIDS drugs. On this morning, the benches in this open-air waiting room are filled with dozens of people dressed in colorful batiks. A large crucifix adorns the wall just outside the exam room door.
Anum nakwa grace.
Henry Nagai of Family Health International sees patients one right after another. He's the lone doctor at this AIDS clinic.
16th.
Treating AIDS is not simply a matter of passing out drugs. Everyone needs individual medical attention. And Dr. Nagai says treatment does more than help individuals. It's helping to stem the epidemic.
The fact that people know that there is treatment, that is antiretroviral drugs are available, have more or less made people to be open about their condition.
Now that drugs are available, people step up to get tested for HIV, and people who are infected can then take extra care not to spread the virus. But the program hasn't been entirely trouble-free. At the moment, a guy has run out of one AIDS drug, another is in short supply. And he says bigger challenges loom as Ghana attempts to scale up its program to dozens of sites around the country. The country simply needs more medical personnel who can manage patients on these drugs.
The workload is becoming overwhelming because I come in the morning, for example, and I have to see almost 100 clients before I close. Looking at the numbers that are being recorded every day, I'm afraid the human resource problem will worsen with time.
Even so, Nagai knows many more people would benefit from these drugs, so he is actively promoting them, even as his workload grows. A local musical group called the Queen Mothers Association even composed a song about the benefits of AIDS drugs. It's the theme for a radio show about the disease. Radio shows, billboards, and news reports build demand for AIDS drugs, so Ghana now needs to expand its program to the entire country. That means strengthening the medical infrastructure everywhere.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Professor Fred Tsai is a senior statesman of public health in Africa. We settle into chairs in his tranquil garden in Accra. Tsai says the Global Fund can play a critical role in Ghana, not just for its AIDS funding, but for its broader ripple effects on society.
Can it really make that big a difference? It can make that big a difference, because a ripple would be to strengthen the health services generally. That, to me, is the biggest ripple. And if you free the health service economically, so it can develop itself and provide better service all around to the people. That is a major, major input into health care development in this country.
Good health is an end in itself, but it's also necessary for a healthy economy. And that brings us back to the topic of the new pharmaceuticals factory in Ghana. Fred Tsai sees the appeal in locally produced drugs for local people. In the long run, stimulating economic activity is what Ghana needs to bring the country out of poverty. The Global Fund wasn't designed to do this, but it may end up playing a role by creating this vast new market for anti-AIDS drugs.
It would be good, but they must ensure quality control so that the product exiting their factories are products that can be depended upon.
Bad drugs could be worse than no drug at all. They could help the AIDS virus mutate to become resistant to treatment. Back at the Dan Adams Drug Company, Chief Executive Officer Yah Adu Jamfi is still working to prove that his drugs are just as good as anybody else's. They have to pass a strict test. Ghana cannot use Global Fund monies to purchase Jamfi's drugs unless they have been reviewed and pre-qualified by the World Health Organization. That is a long and demanding process.
We have written a letter of interest that we want to be inspected for pre-qualification. So once all the checklist is done, then I think we'll be ready.
So far, just about the only AIDS drugs that have passed that test come from the United States, Europe, and big drug companies in India. It's a tough club to join. So much of the Global Fund money used to buy AIDS medicines simply flows back into the rich donor countries, into the coffers of GlaxoSmithKline, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and other drug companies. Jamfi would like to change that with cheaper drugs that also leave some of the profits in Africa.
Americans made what America is. Ghanaians have to make what Ghana to be. Africans have to develop what Africa to be. So we need to look into the future like our mission is. We've looked into the pharmaceutical industry. We see that there's a need, and we want to fulfill that need. Africa is gold mine. You just need to know what you want to do, and you'll get there.
His dreams still depend, though, on money from the Global Fund. Ghana has just received the promise of another $97 million to expand its AIDS program, but that money won't flow until the fund has cash. And as of now, the Global Fund is underfunded by $300 million. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Other stories from our series on global health are at npr.org.